Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 through 8. This is the reading of God's word. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants, the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Please be seated. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing of your word. We ask that you will be with the person who is preaching, that he would bring your word, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, correctly. That you would be with all of us who are hearing your word. As we hear your word, let our faith grow and grow. With that growing faith, let us witness Christ. Let us witness who we are in Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray that you will receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We begin our sermon series on the book of Revelation today. If you have not heard the three introductory lectures on the book of Revelation, then you might want to come to the church office this Saturday at 9 a.m. I will do that one more time, but just one more, this Saturday, 9 a.m. As we begin looking at the book of Revelation, just like I said this when I was in San Diego, when we started looking at the book of Revelation there, but we did not finish that time. So this time we will definitely, if God's will, we will finish. But just like what I said then, we're reminded of the fact that even great theologian like Calvin did not write a commentary on the book of Revelation. If he felt inadequate, then I much, much more. I'm not starting this series because I feel I'm adequate for such a task, or I am more competent than Calvin. Of course not. I do start with fear and much trembling. We have God's warning in chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book. Yes, it is God's warning. So, we must depend on God. We must completely depend on the illumination of the Holy Spirit as we look at this book, verse by verse. But also at the same time, remember that we also have God's encouragement in chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. There you go. In that verse, you see God's purpose in writing this book. To bless those who read it, those who hear it, and those who do what it says. Thus, we are very certain that this book must be read and preached in the churches, so God's people will hear it and be blessed. The book of Revelation is the last book of 66 books of the Bible. Some other so-called churches have more than 66 books. They have those books, what we call Apocrypha, but we do not believe that those are the part of the Bible. We only believe in 66 books to be the Bible. And this book of Revelation is the last book of that. Sometimes this book is called the Revelation of John, but this does not mean that it is John's revelation. The revelation to John will be more appropriate. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And chapter 1, verse 3 says, the words of the prophecy. And according to chapter 1, verse 4 and chapter 1, verse 11, it is a letter that was sent to seven churches. The word revelation, it means revealing of something that was hidden. A hidden thing is made known. A veil is lifted up to show what is behind it. What then is being revealed and made known through this book? A very simple answer and correct answer would be the coming of the heavenly kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. The coming of the heavenly kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. It reveals that our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the King, and his kingdom that he reigns over is already accomplished and already begun. In chapter 1, verse 3, the prophecy It does not mean just telling us about the future. You know, the world talks about prophecies too. But when Bible uses that word, it is not just telling us about the future. It actually means to make known the reality of eternal world right now. It means to make known the reality of heaven right now. Prophecies will reveal or make known the reality of heaven right now. Thus, we'll see the reality of heaven through the book of Revelation. And so many people, when they read this book, they focus on the things like, obviously, the end times or thousand-year kingdom or nation Israel and so on and on. But the focus of the book is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ that reveals Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the center of the book. All focus is on Him. As the second Psalm tells us, the world is in an uproar, and the people are devising vain things, and the kings of the earth take stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and His Messiah. They act like they are in control of the world, but the book of Revelation will show us that there is another reality which is not seen nor acknowledged by the world. There is this reality of the eternal world, and that reality is actually the true reality. Just because this physical reality is something that we are able to see does not mean that this reality is more true than the reality that we do not see. Actually, this reality is temporal. You come back here 500 years from now, you may not see this building anymore. So it's real, temporarily. But eternal reality that we are not able to see with our physical eyes right now, even after 500 years or 5 billion years, it will remain the same. That true reality shows that Jesus is the King. And He reigns over His kingdom right now. The book of Revelation will show us that King Jesus and His glorious kingdom is present reality. Oh yes, we'll meet our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. But in the book of Revelation, He is no longer in His humiliation state. But Jesus Christ, in the book of Revelation, is victorious, King, glorious, and triumphant, resurrected Lord and God. We see Him in first chapter. Chapter 1, verse 13, and in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze. When it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and the Hades." Do you see your Lord resurrected, victorious? Our God, you have come to Him even now. Isn't He beautiful and glorious? God's people who are being persecuted by the world because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Oh yes, there are many sufferings and persecutions and many difficult times. Some of them are asking this question: why is world this way? If God is in control, if God is alive, then why is the world this way? Who is really in control? Who is really the king? Is it Jesus Christ, or is it those who have power and money in this world? The book of Revelation gives the definite answer to that question. Jesus Christ is the King. His kingdom is already accomplished and begun, but only spiritually. Thus, it is not seen by our physical eyes now. But Jesus Christ will show us the reality of that kingdom through the book of Revelation. Yes, brothers and sisters, look at this world. Look at the evil that goes on in this world. Do you wonder sometimes, is Jesus really the king? Is he really in control? Well, if you want the biblical answer to that question, you have to come to this book. Yes, our Lord himself will comfort. He will encourage all of us who are suffering and being persecuted. He will, in fact, say, "See the true picture of the salvation that I have brought to you." He will show us our eternal home. Oh, brothers and sisters, through the book of Revelation, see your eternal King. See him and believe and endure. Through the book of Revelation, the heaven will be revealed to you. In the Old Testament, we saw heaven at the worldly level. That heaven, the heaven that was shown at the worldly level through the tabernacle, the temple, the Jerusalem, that heaven's true picture will be shown to you. The King of that glorious place, our Lord Jesus Christ, and His people, you and me, our brothers and sisters who went there before us. Oh, they are already serving God in the true temple of God. They're serving God in the true temple of God as His royal priesthood. And spiritually, brothers and sisters, you and I, we too are there with them, serving the Lord together with them, even as we worship Him right now. You will see that reality in this book. Oh, those brothers and sisters who went there before us, they reign with Christ as the kings of heaven. But brothers and sisters, we too, though spiritually, reign with them and with Christ even now. We too are seated at the right hand of God. We too are seated at the throne of God with Christ, the true King. That reality will be shown to you in this book. The same Jesus who died on the cross for the sins of His people. The same Jesus who resurrected from the dead after 3 days. The same Jesus who was slain is now the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords forever and ever. You will meet Him in this book. All of His people and the myriads of angels are all gathered at His throne, praising and worshiping God, saying, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing. To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Do you hear the praises of your brothers and sisters in that glorious place? Do you hear? Do you see? Or are they all our imagination? No. Only fools will think we're imagining. Oh, brothers and sisters, how real is it to you, even as you come here to worship our God? Do you see the glorious sight? Do you hear the praise of heaven? Are you really excited, brothers and sisters? As we worship our God together. There's just so much joy that we just cannot control. No? Oh, your God, Jesus, says to you, endure, brothers and sisters. Endure. All of these things will be visible very soon. Chapter 1, verse 7, he said, Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Chapter 22, verse 7, And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. Chapter 22, verse 12, Behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. Chapter 22, verse 20, He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming quickly. I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Through the book of Revelation, we'll see two kingdoms or two worlds. This world and the other world. Temporal world and the eternal world. But when we look at the book of Revelation, we will see that what happens in this world is controlled by what happens in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the true King. We will see all kinds of things happen in this world when the seals are broken in heaven. We will see all kinds of things happen in this world when the trumpets are blown in heaven. We will see all kinds of things in this world will happen in this world when we see bowls are poured out in heaven. Do you see it? Whatever happens in this world is controlled by what happens in heaven. Who is the king? Who is in control? Do you have any doubt? Do you see it, brothers and sisters? Jesus Christ, our Lord, is in control, in complete control of what happens in history in this world. All is in His hand. Then in chapter 21, this world and the Satan and his realm is completely destroyed. Chapter 21, verse 1 says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. Chapter 21, verse 4, And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. Chapter 20, verse 9b through 10, Fire came down from heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The world, this world, and the Satan and his realm are completely destroyed. Yes, only heaven remains. Oh yes, hell too. But we are not interested in hell. Because as far as we're concerned, hell has nothing to do with us. This world will be gone. Completely gone. Look what God is telling you. Look at what God is showing you. All those things that you might working for and giving everything you have to get for, those things will be gone. Our God is the Almighty who is and who was and who is to come. He is the Lord of history. All is in His hand. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, are you tired? Well, sometimes I am. Very tired. Do you find yourself in the midst of many sufferings? Are you being persecuted for your faith in Jesus Christ in your school, in your work, in your life? Are you going through a difficult time? Are you discouraged when you look at the things that happen in this world? When you look at what is going on, are you discouraged? Then, brothers and sisters, come to the world of the book of Revelation. God's world. The world that our Lord has accomplished for you and for me. Come and see your true reality, your eternal reality. All that will be visible one day when we see Him face to face. Endure cheerfully as you see what your Lord has already accomplished for you, even though it is not visible right now. But with your faith and through the Word of God, you and I, we are able to see that glorious reality even now. God will show you what He has already accomplished, what He has doing even now, and what He will do to completely and perfectly consummate everything for you, for me, for His glory. John 15, verse 15, no longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Yes, slaves do not know what master is doing. Master does not tell them. But brothers and sisters, He doesn't treat you as slaves. He told you what He is doing, what He has done, what He will be doing. He told you everything. Don't just look at the things that just happens in this world. Look behind the scene. Look who is in control. Yes, we need faith. Because without faith, this world seems like it's out of control. But God has given you, brothers and sisters, faith to believe. Faith to see beyond your grave. Faith to see beyond this physical world. And when you see beyond this world, it is glorious. It is beautiful. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, all that God has planned must be fulfilled. The history has to run its full course. And that's what is happening even today. So we're not discouraged. If God planned many more days to go, then that's how it's going to go. If God planned to end all today, then that's how it's going to be. But all that God has planned must be fulfilled. The history has to run its full course. John chapter 16, verse 33, "Be in the world, you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Do you understand what church period is all about? We already, in my introductory lectures, we already talked about how church period is also a 1,000-year kingdom period, but it's also a 7-year tribulation period. There is a birth pain. Now, we don't have that many ladies here who had this experience already. But if you did ever have this experience, this birth pain, you know how painful this is. And I'm sure even if, even like guy like me who will never go through this and never have go through this, I know how painful it is. But girls will know really clearly, right? But after the birth pain comes the joy, the birth of a new life. And this is what the church period is all about. It is a period of birth pain to produce new life. John 16 verse 21, "Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world." Do you see it, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ? You are going through a birth pain period. But there is the end of this pain. There will be forever joy in heaven. And in heaven, you will not even remember any pain or suffering that you went through. Because you'll be too busy being joyful. You don't have time to remember suffering. But brothers and sisters, this is what the gospel says. That joy is already yours to enjoy. Yes, your life is miserable if you do not know this joy. I don't care how you pretend you're happy, if you do not know this joy, then you are miserable. Just a little bit more, brothers and sisters. Child is coming out. After life is born, there is no more pain. But that is exactly the life of Jesus Christ. He went through all that pain so that new life can begin. He bore you and me. Do you think Jesus in pain right now? Do you think our Lord in heaven is in pain right now? Do you think he has time for pain? Not anymore. There will be forever joy in heaven. Revelation 7:17 says, "For the Lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them to springs of the water of life, and God shall wipe every tear from their eyes." Through the book of Revelation, brothers and sisters, I invite you to see the end. See how the reality of the end, the reality of heaven, has already accomplished spiritually in Jesus Christ, our King. Hear Him saying to you, "You will see me soon." Oh yes, our joy is to see Him face to face. Our joy is to meet Him, and through the book of Revelation, we will meet Him, our Lord and King who is victorious over death and sin. Brothers and sisters, see Him and meet Him even now as we worship our God, our Shepherd, in the center of the throne in heaven, who will and even now guide us to springs of water of life, our God who will and even now wipe away tear, every tear from our eyes. Do you see your Shepherd? Is it not wiping away your tears even now? Hear your Lord saying, "I will be your God and you will be my son." Whoa. Don't you think that is good enough for us? Do you hear Him saying that to you? "I will be your God and you will be my son." May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all who read and hear and heed the things which are written in the book of Revelation. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh Father, every Lord's Day, every worship, we're so excited to come to you and worship you, to serve you, and to praise you. Oh Father, we thank you that heaven has been already accomplished and already begun. That our brothers and sisters are already there. And even brothers and sisters who are living here on earth, we are all there spiritually. Myriads of angels are there. And all of us are worshiping you, praising you. We thank you, God, that you have given us an ear to hear the praise of heaven. We thank you, God, for giving us an eye to see the glorious sight of heaven. But more importantly, the glorious sight of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Father, we thank you that you are our God and we are your people. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.